The United Nations has issued a plea to wealthy countries to spend more on sex education for the world's growing adolescent population. 20% of the world's population, or 1.2 billion people, is between the ages of 10 and 19. 87% of those adolescents are living in developing countries, many of them in extreme poverty. In its annual report, the UN Population Fund paints a grim picture of life for this group, estimated to be about 238 million young people. Fund spokesman Anne Erb Leoncavallo says millions of adolescents have no access to or information about reproductive health.
Their needs are not being met. Their concerns are not being listened to. All over the world, young people face increasing risks to their health and well-being, which must be urgently addressed.
Ms. Leoncavallo says pervasive gender discrimination and violence against women result in a world where rape, trafficking, domestic abuse, sexually transmitted diseases, and female genital cutting are common. She calls the spread of HIV/AIDS a human tragedy of unprecedented proportions.
This report stresses that providing information and services to young people is absolutely vital to reverse the spread of HIV/AIDS. And for youth who are sexually active, this means providing them with condoms.
The population report concludes that one of the most effective ways of changing the status quo is by keeping girls in school and providing them with sex education. But Ellen Themen of the Family Care International Group noted that political sensitivities in some donor countries remain an obstacle to providing sex education programs.
As we know very well from the United States, despite the fact that providing sex education and services to adolescents helps them make safe, healthy choices, these interventions remain controversial. AIDS is changing this situation. Governments in developing countries and in Africa in particular now recognize that they must protect their young people against HIV.
In 1994, industrialized countries pledged to pay one-third of the $18.5 billion needed by 2005 to meet reproductive health needs in the developing world. But UN Population Fund officials say with less than 2 years to go, only about half that goal has been reached. The annual Population Fund report argues that such an investment will yield benefits for generations to come. Peter Heinlein for VOA News, the United Nations.